Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, we've got a holiday morning here, don't we?
Yep. I found another restaurant for when you come to Irvine.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's much more, you know, like a fancy one that does the things looking just perfect and little, you know, stuff like that. And they're both small, but this woman, I guess, started it a year and 3 months ago, so she thinks she's going to make it where she's lasted that long. It's a small one, but it's much fancier.
Oh.
The food. In the food preparation.
Uh-huh.
So I found two. The one is not very... The third one wasn't good. But I thought I wanted to try them all for anybody who comes to Irvine. I can at least tell them about them.
Oh, good. Good. Okay, I think there's a couple of other people on with us, Lee. Let's see who else is here.
Good morning, this is Steve.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
Good.
Thank you for the tips the other day.
With the what?
Thank you for the tips the other day.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. Anybody else on with us that would like to say hi? Well, it looks like winter's set in around here, what it looks like in your parts of the country, guys, but I think it was in the 40s last night, I think. That's what they were talking about, so I'm thinking about what's still in my garden that may not mature, which I can't do a whole lot about, other than maybe mulch it real well and hope that we get some warmer nights here to help it go. Well, it's over 50 right now, so it probably was in the 40s. It's barely over 50.
Hello, good morning. This is Molly.
Molly, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. We are 62 here.
62. Okay, well, you're quite a bit warmer than we are right now, so.
It's wonderful to go out to walk and just in the right temperature.
Yes, isn't that the truth? Very much so.
I emailed you, asked you, one of the things I asked you is that me can supply my water filter out fluoride.
It does, and I know even the bottle takes out fluoride. So, they can't say 100%, you know, as they can't on other things anyway, but
yeah.
High percentage. Steve, do you remember was there a quote on the percentage or how they stated it when we've been asked that question before?
I believe it was 60, around
60%. 60%, okay. I was thinking it was even higher than that.
The only way that you can get fluoride out is to reverse osmosis and then put it through our system.
So to get a higher percentage out, okay.
Yeah, because...
We don't really want to do that, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
But just while you're talking for temperatures, I want to quick interject. It's 72 here.
Okay.
Perfect.
That's Baldy. Okay. Anybody else have a memory on fluoride, a statement that Molly can make?
Yeah, because there's someone very concerned about the fluoride here.
Well, I would, tomorrow morning, I would definitely call corporate and see what their latest take on it is. You didn't find anything in looking at the Wellness Consultant CD resource CD. I was going to get that backwards, resource CD.
Yeah, that's a good source. I haven't met yet.
Okay, and then the other one is, let's see. On the quick reference sheet, it doesn't break down individual nutrients?
I doubt it.
Okay.
A microsite.
Or the microsite, yeah.
I haven't gone through yet. I thought I'd get a quick answer from you.
Yeah, I like to make sure on those things and use the latest thing that's come out, you know, either from the company or somebody that's, you know where I bet you could get that is off of the interviews that Vance did with Charlie Franklin, or the CDs, DVDs or CDs he put out on water.
And also Andre.
And I have to go back through those things again to be able to remember all the details on them.
Yeah, Andre Dury also.
Pardon?
Andre Dury also.
Andre, yes.
I was looking for his phone number yesterday. I could not find it. You have Charlie Franklin or his Andre Dury?
Those guys are hard to get by phone, but email might do you better because I have trouble getting through to them. So I think it's going to be faster if you do emails. And I don't, I've never talked to Andre, so I know I don't have his, but I know that even Charlie Franklin is, it's not going to be as quick, I don't think, as the email, but I can shoot you. Do I have Andre's? Andre's is, is it Live Well Solutions? Or no, it's Live Well, LIVEWELL something. You might just even Google his name.
Yeah, most likely I have his email because I received his email that time when he was doing the broadcasting in Canada.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's great. Those are good resources. And those I would feel, both of those I'd feel really, really comfortable with. So.
I also have taken one of his workshops.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you've got more connections with him than I do, so.
But then it's to have to look through all the material. I have so much.
Oh, I know. It would take me a few hours of research to even come up with probably off a CD. But the Wellness Consultant Resource CD would be another good place to start. So, and you could even you might even Google it on the company's site and just see if just putting the word fluoride in brings it up on their search engine. I don't know, because I don't use that very much.
The company's Google. You mean the search?
The search, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I didn't mean Google. I meant search engine. That's what I meant to say. I wonder if Mel happens to be on this morning. Sometimes she gets on. She's in the Philippines right now. She asked me, she talked about turmeric, and I was looking up turmeric. And I can't find my best reference on spices that gives the most information, but she was asking questions about Alzheimer's, and I know it was mentioned somewhere in stuff that I had read about being a possibility for or a connection link for Alzheimer's, and I didn't get anything that was significant on it, but in one of my books it gives a little bit less information, other than you guys all know it's a bright, bright yellow color, and it's used in curry powders for flavor and coloring. But anyway, it says turmeric is valued for antibacterial and fungal qualities and digestion. And in Asia, is believed to be the remedy for liver problems. So those are the main categories that they're talking about using it. And to try and think in terms of recipes for using it, the ones that come to my mind are the things that they're using to use it for coloring in part, for egg replacement in the way we cook. And the scrambles with the tofu, where they want it to look like egg salad, those kinds of things are always sprinkled in proportion to the recipe amount, quantity, a very fairly healthy amount of it going into those dishes, so just ways of using it. And I didn't get any specific recipes. I have one in the refrigerator that I made not too long ago, but it's just a basic scramble. And McDougall would have probably a lot of information on that. And my weekend was very, very busy with people at hand as they came through our house and we were in different places, so.
I have booked on healing foods. Yeah, turmeric is a member of ginger family that is extensively cultivated in India, China, Indonesia, and other tropical countries. Let me see. Health benefit, okay, has been and is still a key component of both the Chinese and Indian systems of medicine, where it is used as an anti-inflammatory agent and in the treatment of numerous conditions, including flatulence, jaundice, menstrual difficulties, bloody urine, hemorrhage, toothache, bruises, chest pain, and colic. Okay.
I have where it actually says in Japan that they use fermented turmeric.
Oh.
It is traditionally employed to nourish the gastrointestinal tract and support liver health.
Mm. Okay.
I just looked up and saw the book that I've been looking for, okay, that gives a little bit more to it. It goes right down the lines of exactly what you're saying, ability to treat stomach problems effectively, and it's been known for centuries in Asia, but only most recently in the United States and Europe. Turmeric has the ability to stimulate the flow of bile, therefore promote digestion of fats effectively. Turmeric has beneficial effects on the circulation, increasing peripheral distribution of blood and helping reduce the incidence of clots. It may also help menstrual problems, especially in congestive types of premenstrual syndrome by helping the flow of blood. So, pretty good one to use. Okay, dosage, take 2 tablets of dried herb daily after eating. And let's see. Then the quick reference is just increase your circulation, reduces blood clots, may help in menstrual problems, stimulate bile flow, aids fat digestion. Culinary uses forms the basis of most curries and curry powders, so go heavy on the curries. And again, family of the related to the ginger, in the ginger family. So definitely one that was little used by me, very seldom, until I started eating this way and got into a wider spread of using herbs. So none of those actually mention Alzheimer's, so that may be a more recent comment or usage of it, study being done, whatever.
I have also says it's also known as curcumin, and mm-hmm. more than a culinary spice. It's used a lot for other, it's an important herb for vitality and healthy living.
Well, the Asians do a whole lot more with herbs than we have for, you know, anywhere in the recent past. You know, our ancestors, obviously, I'm sure, did a lot more. And I know even the Native American culture did an awful lot with herbs. But we have not placed the importance on them that we definitely should have. And also, not using them in a... maybe the best form. In other words, I had to laugh as I listened to Chef Jason Weirich on in person on Friday, because he was here in Portland. Many of you know his website or his emails coming out. Am I correct? Jason Weirich, Chef Jason. Pardon? I'm not getting any yeses. Boy, I'm surprised. Okay, I guess I haven't sent many of them down because they're all, each one is 4 pages because he goes into such depth, and I'm not sure whether I'm overloading people when I do that with things that they don't want to spend that amount of time on. If you're interested, I'll send down a sample, and I guess I'll get a response, and then if people want to just if you know, if you're interested in them, I'll be happy to do them. But I get them almost daily. I mean, I have got lots and lots and lots. I've got a separate file just for his. They're very interesting. I don't have time to read all of them, let alone make all of them. But he does a very, very good job on giving some history. He's been studying and doing the different cultures of the world and their different foods.
Let me take down his name. I'm not familiar.
It's Jason, J-A-S-O-N, first name, and Wyrick, W-Y, and then Rick, R-I-C-K. W-Y-R-I-C-K. I think you can just, I know you can just Google it. He's quite young. He's in his 30s, and he cured himself of diabetes by eating a plant-based diet. He was one of the chefs at the very, or he was the chef, the featured chef, at the very first weekend event I went to of Dr. McDougall's.
Mm-hmm.
He has he really has a heart for people. He loves helping people with their food. And he has never been to culinary school, although he's taught at culinary schools already.
Mm.
And he definitely has his own personality and flair for it, and he's very casual about what he was doing. Well, he happened to be moving a very good friend of his to Portland, helping her move up here. And so he just took advantage of their connections and went to a very small, well, it wasn't that small, it was a deli type, deli bulk food and restaurant combination, and did it in the back of that, and it was rather noisy with all the clanking around because it wasn't a separate room, but they were literally packed in there, and that was pretty much by word of mouth and a few emails that went out, but I didn't want to miss it, wanted to take advantage of it, and he did, he served Indian food, which of course included curry, which included making your own, let me look at my sheet.
Yeah, curry, combination of seasoning.
Yeah, well, he made his own curry powder, and it was Madras curry is what he used, and that's the one that I had just used in the dish, strangely enough, a recipe that I had pulled out. I picked up some made a choice in the Asian store on one of two curries, and I ended up with the Madras curry, which I'd never used before, and found out that was considered a very spicy curry. And the one that I read you the recipe for the other day, and it calls for one tablespoon. This is Mary Dean, Mary Burke Dean's recipe when I was in Seattle that she brought. It was a chickpea garbanzo dish. Anyway, meaning chickpea and garbanzo being the same bean, so I do know that, not Hibbs too. Anyway, he had his own spices that he put together for making that curry, and got samples of everything that he was preparing and talking about. And if you ever get a chance, he resides in Phoenix, and if you're ever down there, he does have things going on. Now, what he also has, besides getting on his mailing list, and if you can get on his mailing list, there's really no reason for me to forward any of it, except when I go back and do a favorite one, but if you can get on his mailing list just by simply requesting it, email. Huh. And if you're impressed and you want to help support him, he does a membership that is $25, and he said at the at his show, at his presentation, he says, I probably shouldn't tell you guys this, but I don't ever check to see if anybody's renewed, and I haven't been doing it that long, and he says, I'm not even set up to track and see if you guys are, you know, what you've done. He knows who's on it, because you get extra recipes, things that he's done more work on, and I said, you know, my goodness, I can buy two or three magazines or a couple of books easy and have spent $25, and the work that he goes to, I feel it's well worth the investment in somebody that's really putting the word out and doing a lot of good. Plus, I can't remember his stuff. Anyway, that's my plug for Jason. Oh, and he said he would talk with us on a call, so I'm going to interview him. I don't know which Monday it's going to be set up for yet, because he had to check his schedule when he got back to Phoenix. double check on some things that he was doing out of town. He has a catering business, and he will also package and send meals. He sends them all over the United States.
Wow.
And I know from checking it out once before, his prices were way more reasonable than anything in that category that I'd ever seen. So, you know, you may know somebody or you may want to try that yourself. So that's the information I collected from him, or at least part of it. I did take a few notes, not a whole lot. Anybody has questions this morning?
Shaw, this is Mary Lou.
Yes.
And I have questions y'all were talking about at first before you went to the turmeric. Turmeric was good on this session because I didn't know much about it. But this Charlie Franklin and this, how do you spell Andre's name?
Oh.
If we were to try to look it up. I'm needing help about the water in the adjoining town to me, which is Roscoe, and they cannot drink their water. They just keep getting the notices from the health department about that it's contaminated. You know, it reaches that bacterial level.
Uh-huh.
And what my question was, how would I know if I put their water through the water system if it's okay to drink? I checked once before with headquarters on something about a couple of years, maybe a year ago, about like the iron in it, you know, and they just said when they set up the water system, they didn't, you know, check for certain things on which is supposed to be municipal water. But how would I know whether it's safe if I had someone over there using our water system?
Okay, so you're saying they have potable water already.
Yes.
It's tap water. It's drinkable. Well, it's going to be safe if it's run through any of our systems. That I can make the statement out of because of the percentage of overall that it takes out. I mean, it takes out a huge percentage of the things that are going to be in the water, especially as long as you're starting with tap water that's considered.
It comes through the city, you know, their water system, but then it gets contaminated with all of these things where that it reaches a point it's not safe by the Texas Water, you know, or Health Department.
Okay, is this because of the pipes that's running through your tunnel?
No, I don't know what happens over there, but this is not the first time, and I didn't know, and I just wanted to ask that question of where I need to go to before, you know, I to see if I could help them with this water, but having this type system, because everybody over there is buying all of their water, and you know what that is.
Oh, yeah, that's nothing. Well, they can even put that through the thing, through our system, and they'll have a much better off than they would without doing it. Way, way, way better. In fact, that's what we do when we're traveling. If we don't like the taste of water in an area, I just go buy bottled water in the store, run it through our system, and know that it's much, much better. Actually, what I would use for that information, Mary Lou, is in general, and I think that everybody should have the set of these available to them, and that's Charlie Franklin's information on it, because he is considered a water expert. He's worked in that field for years.
Okay.
And they are platinums in our organization, and those can be purchased through, you can go in and look on growinginwellness.com, and he's got, I'm sure, samplings of those up for you to listen to, and you might even hit it just on one of the samplings that he does. You can also email him through Growing in Wellness also. He's available on that site because he is a regular, lives back there right in the same area where Brad Huddleston, who does Growing in Wellness. And, Steve, you might even have one of his, do you have one of his interviews up or any of his tapings up on your website, if you're still on?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. So, hey, we're just missing the whole boat. He's right here on the phone with us.
Okay.
And maybe you remember some of the comments that were made, Steve.
About?
The water and the purity of it. Everybody's asking questions about not only fluoride, but just in general. Mary Lou's asking about the safety of the water. What are some of the strongest statements we can make about what we have?
Yeah,
I mean, I know that that's where I'd put my trust in working with any of it, but, you know, when you're talking to somebody else, you want to give them comments back, too.
Yeah, the, on, on the, if you go to lifestyle.
Can you start four, Steve?
I'm going to go to.
It's really faint on my end.
I'm just speaking into a speakerphone. I'll go to a different phone.
Okay. He's going to grab another phone. Are you, because is it pretty low volume for you guys, too?
Yes, I could barely hear him.
Okay.
I have almost every CD of Charles Franklin. I haven't gone through that. I should have the number.
I had some one that I picked up from Focus on Growth, I guess, when I was at one of the meetings, but it was old little cassette tapes, and they talked a lot about water, but they didn't address it, you know, anything that would help me on this. I went back and listened to that.
And who was speaking on that one, do you remember?
Don't remember.
Okay.
Don't remember. I just used to listen to it all the time when I was walking because I thought it was so good.
Uh-huh.
And all, but I don't know who it was, and I just said, and then I tried to find out about iron. We have so much trouble in our area, even though it's municipal water, that ever so often they publish these notices in Sunday's paper. It was a big notice that Roscoe couldn't drink their water again.
Mm. That was that Peter Willis, because he had an excellent tape on the water.
He had
built a thing for the Indians and had worked for Sparkless or something. It was an excellent tape on the water.
No, it wasn't him, I don't believe, because he didn't talk anything about the Indians.
He used to be a water person, doing water as his business. I did call him yesterday. He hadn't met him. He lives around the San Diego area.
Okay.
Because I'm just like, I need some questions when I say that it removes the fluoride, you know, and the chlorine. They look at me and said, don't we need fluoride? But, you know, it's been such a controversial thing, you know, we did. And then some towns in our area put it back in and some didn't. And so
we do not, my statement is we do not need it in the chemical form. If it's natural in the water, it's in a balance. And that's totally different. And people in areas that have fluoride in the water tend to be healthier with their teeth, and so teeth health, teeth health. Anyway, but not in the chemical form. It's far more detrimental than advantages. Steve, did you switch on phones?
Yeah, I came back on. If you go to lifestylesupport.org, I've redone the top of it, and the first thing you see when you go there is additional support links in green. You click on that and go to the bottom and click on the Saturday AM Live link that's down there. And then you can find several calls from Charlie Franklin and Andre Dury. And I just did a, if you've got a PC-based computer, you can click Control F and just do search for water or search for Andre, A-N-D-R-E. And the March 1st, 2008 call, they talked about water quality. And then about 2 weeks later, he talked about air, but right at the start of the call, he talked about water and really made some really good points on that particular call. And that was, the first call, I guess, was February 16th of 2008, and then the other one was March 1st. But those are really...
February 16th and March 1st
right.
of 2008, right?
Uh-huh. And then as far as Charlie Franklin, let's go up to the top again, and I'll do a search for Charlie. And...
See how he's using his website? That makes it easy for all of us to utilize quickly. And, you know, go in and listen to him just like you would if you had your own CD setting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
August
5th of 2006, he did a call.
August 5th?
Yes.
Of 2006.
Right.
Okay.
And that's just looking for Charlie. I didn't look for water. You know, just do a search for water.
Okay, so there's three of them, so that'll keep you busy for a while.
Yeah.
It sure will. Tell me that again real quickly, how we get to that. We go into the lifestylesupport.org.
Right.
And then you're there in general, or how did you say that again? I was trying to write notes so I'd remember it.
Okay.
Can you go over that again, Steve?
You bet. I'm phasing out allswell.org. That used to be my personal site, so I'm moving everything that used to be at allswell.org to lifestylesupport.org. So you go to the top. When you go to lifestylesupport.org, right at the top, there's a green link that says additional. Give me a second.
Okay.
I built it. Do you think I can remember what I made it do? No.
Well, you were so clear a while ago, and I was trying to write notes, and I thought, oh, what do I need?
Yeah, additional support links is in green right at the top.
Okay.
And you can click on that, and it'll take you down to the bottom where a lot of the links that that people have sent me, or a few, like the glycemic index and why cinnamon's good for you and things like that are down there, and then links to Pathfinder and accountability calls and Vance's Saturday AM Live calls, Roos calls, some calls with Jim Dragon, Dave Stolfus, and then just a lot of good other sites that I felt that are worthwhile for people to know about.
So this is a huge encyclopedia you're going into.
That sounds great. Thanks. I'll try. Let's see if I can get into those.
Yeah, and if you have questions, just there's several links through it to the webmaster. Just click on that and send me an email, and I'll respond back.
Okay.
Are you the same Steve that helped me to recall the wellness track?
Yes.
This is Connie.
Yep. How are you?
Yeah, fine. Okay, so you're the same Steve. All
yep.
Right. You're a good resource.
Thank you.
Does lots of work for us in that area, yes. Thank you, Steve.
I just have to get my business
Steve,
going.
This is Mary Lou, and I met you in Austin, Texas.
Yes. Yep.
To go and bought a ticket from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can remember that.
You bet. I appreciate
okay.
my
Thanks.
Friends.
Thank you for having me.
Char, this is Brenda.
Yes.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm looking up water. And I sent some stuff through on water a few weeks ago. I'll try to see if I can find it again. I don't know if you received it, but I had emailed, who was it, Bowser? Mr.
Dave Bowser?
Barry Bowser?
Yeah, from NECAN, Dave?
Oh, no, that would be, no, she's an independent distributor.
Yeah.
Dave Bowser. Okay.
And asked him the specific question because we have the same water problem just outside of our town here where they can't drink the water and they're suing the development for trihalomethane. And I had gone to NECAN and nobody could answer my question about trihalomethane. It's on the list of how they have the list written out, the NSF 57,
mm-hmm.
where it says trihalomethane. Under there, it's broken down to different types, and the line is empty. There, it doesn't say that it removes or does anything to it. So my question for him was, does it remove anything? And he emailed back and said, oh, yes. When NECAN went, they raised the bar, and the NSF, I think it's 57, that test they did is the highest test they can do for removal of things out of your water. There's two different tests. There's one for just taste and smell. That's the one that they use for Brita and all these other purifiers. Doesn't really remove anything. The test that NECAN used is the highest test, and it even removes more than what they state.
Wow, that would be a good one to have on file.
Yeah.
I really need that one.
I have it, and I'll send it. I have
okay.
things on water I'll send through. That I've collected. Now my next question, because I have this lady up there who's checking it out and she's a knowledge person, she wants every answer before she invests, is the water system, does it remove everything the same for the shower?
No, the water is not for drinking.
Yeah, see what
so you do not want to be drinking the shower water. It's not designed for that. It's for what would be absorbed through the skin. So you're talking totally two different things.
Yeah, see, that's the big difference, because if you're absorbing stuff through your skin and you're showering water with trihalomethane.
Well, no, I'm not saying it that way. I'm just saying the things that you would be in danger of absorbing through the skin, and maybe it's particle size that's different. I don't know. I can't address that technically. But it's just that they're designed, one's designed for the exterior of the body, the other is designed for internally. It's not like it's not as good a system. It's just not designed for drinking to give the same purity inside.
Well, what she wants is someone... some technical person to come along and say, yes, you can shower in this and not have fear of getting cancer because of the water.
Well, I'm going to do just a blanket statement. I just trust what the company has done and use their statements. And, you know, Balzer would be another great one on that. Send him the question in a simple form and just see how he addresses back, because, you know, he's the one that has been linked for, you know, as long as we've been around for with the corporation, and very, very technical on those different topics because of his background with the government. So where you're getting him specific on that, being very specific on there, that's the one that I would take with the credentials, because he still carries those credentials. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Great comment. And I will make sure it gets forwarded down as soon as it comes through. I'll just leave it just exactly the way it is, not take time to even go through it, and just send it on, because I know what Brenda has available.
Thanks.
So great.
So are you going, who was speaking? Was that Mary Lou? Are you going to be talking to Charlie Franklin?
I don't know how to reach him. I'll just probably have to do what Steve had here and read all what he's written.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know how to get a hold of him. I don't know his email or anything. But if Char does have his email, that would be great.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's listed on Focus in Growth, because they get the, not Focus on Growth, Growing in Wellness, because they have him up for emails going direct to him. So try that in the meantime also.
All right.
I can send you his email, but I'm sure it's linked right on there also, because he's a regular part of their website that they do a lot with him, because he's right there in the same city.
Okay.
So they see each other all the time. They're very good friends.
Okay.
Sorry, I have one more question. Turmeric?
Turmeric,
What would you just sprinkle that on? If you're just in the kitchen cooking, wanting to use it, the type of flavor it has, or... would you just take it out and sprinkle it on something?
You know, what I would do is taste it, because it's going to be an individual taste, and it's used so much in curries. I think of it for color, almost like you use paprika. You know, you don't necessarily use paprika for flavor. A lot of times you use it for color. And that's the way I kind of think of it. I don't think of it like I do basil or oregano or cinnamon like that. Because it's not as, I'm not as used to it on the palate as far as taste buds. So somebody else might have it.
Since it is also in the curry, why don't we just have curry? Because the curry tastes so good.
Right, that's what I think of, is utilizing curry, because it's probably the number one ingredient. It's probably the bulk of the curry, wouldn't you say, Molly?
Yes, in the color.
In the color, yeah. It's good.
Yeah,
it's a good percentage of the curry. Let me see if I can find his amount blend, if he gave the amount here on my sheet that I got when he was putting it together. Madras curry powder. If anybody wants to write this down, there are a few of them. Well, there's... it's a teaspoon, but there's a teaspoon of several. There's a teaspoon of turmeric. What Jason put together for spicy curry or a Madras curry. His recipe is 1 tablespoon of coriander seeds, 1 teaspoon of fennel seeds, 6 to 8 small chilies, dried chilies. Now, those are the little dried red ones. And you know what you're reading about how healthy hot, spicy food is if you can tolerate the heat of it on the taste buds. And then 3/4 teaspoon of fenugreek, fenugreek, G-R-E-E-K, fenugreek seeds, 7 dried curry leaves, or 1 teaspoon of crushed curry leaves. 7 dried curry leaves, I've not used them, or 1 tablespoon of crushed curry leaves. Is that available, Molly, in the Asian markets? I'm sure, probably.
I don't know. I usually just go to the Indian store and buy the raw curry.
Right. Okay.
This curry is the best. Indian curry.
Indian curry from the Indian market. Okay, 1 tablespoon of cumin seeds, 1 teaspoon of black mustard seeds, 2 teaspoons of black peppercorns, and the last one is 1 teaspoon of turmeric. So that 1 teaspoon of turmeric does a lot of seasoning, and this was very good. And then he's toasting the seeds in a pan over low heat, and for the turmeric, like 30 seconds is all. For the best flavor, toast each spice individually until you can smell the aroma. And boy, when he passed these around and he had done that, you could smell. I mean, there was such a huge difference. We were all sitting there laughing about. He said, "You know, if you've got jars of spices that your mother passed on to you, throw them out and start with fresh because you're not getting much out of it." We're all sitting there laughing, and then so, of course, he asked, you know, how long, and or he was asked how long the spices would stay fresh, and he says, you know, I get them in small quantities because I want to use them up in 3 to 6 months, and he says it depends how you have them packaged in your kitchen. Plastic bags being the least desirable, glass jars being the best, and of course not in direct sunlight and so forth. Keeping them in a cool place also helps. So anyway, he has the real science behind him, and then you just blend those together, blend the toasted spices spices together, and mix in the turmeric, and he was mixing that in at the end. But I'm with you, Molly. The Madras turmeric was spicy enough for me, and that came out of an Asian market, and you're saying the best in the Indian market because they're the ones that are known for the great curries.
Yeah. And my Indian friend told me what I thought that was the best in Indian market is not the best because she does some mixing herself.
She does mixing, too. Well, see, these are the people that really, really get into doing the seasonings. And, you know, as we do more of this, things that I thought seemed, you know, too cumbersome a year ago, I don't hesitate to do at all now.
Well, they grew up with that culture.
Yes. Yes. It's part of the culture. And so many have so much to offer us in not only in taste but in health. What's good for us and what we can get out of it. So,
can you read the amount from cumin seeds down?
Okay, from cumin seed. Well, let me just run through the whole thing. 1 tablespoon of coriander seeds, 1 teaspoon of fennel seeds, 6 to 8 small dried chilies, 3/4 teaspoon of fenugreek seeds, 7 dried curry leaves or 1 tablespoon of crushed curry leaves, 1 tablespoon of cumin seeds, 1 teaspoon of black mustard seeds, 2 teaspoons of black peppercorns and 1 teaspoon of turmeric. And he used that in a curry dish that had sweet potato, spinach as the main parts of it, eggplant, onion. He also used a tablespoon of, he used a tablespoon of that powder in it, and then coconut milk, tomato paste, and then it's got some other seasonings, a few other seasonings. But anyway, it was absolutely delicious. Hey, I have a tip that he gave that I thought was very interesting. We read and pick up and say we like the difference between yams. One person likes yams, another person likes sweet potatoes. When he was asked what the difference was between yams and sweet potatoes, his comment was, there are no yams in this country. They're all sweet potatoes. They've given them 2 different names, but he says, believe you me that you're not eating a yam in this country that's anywhere around here local. He says the yams are a traditional food in Africa, and even the African, they're so nasty tasting, he says that even the Africans won't eat them. And he says it's a totally different vegetable than what we've got. So he says, I just call them different varieties of sweet potatoes. He says, all the same difference and just with different flavors. And I took one, and I mentioned this before on the call, and I was chopping it for a dish. And it was a what we call sweet potato, the very white-colored one, and realized it was, when I tasted it raw, was really sweet. So last night, after making some baba ganoush and having a couple of other hummuses in the refrigerator, setting them out, and not wanting to use crackers with it for a dip, I set out the little baby carrots. I sliced up the sweet potato, and I also went out to the garden and realized that what I had was kohlrabi, and had a couple of people here over the weekend that had eaten quite a bit of kohlrabi, and so we're talking about, and cubed that into sticks, like half-inch sticks that were the length of my kohlrabi, which was about 5 inches across, at least. They are huge, and everybody was saying, I've never eaten them that big. They taste just like the small ones do. So anyway, it was very juicy and very good, and it was the first time I'd ever had raw kohlrabi that I know of. So, you guys, it looks like a Martian vegetable to me. It's got the leaves that come out in sticks at the base from all wrapped around the plant, and it grows, the whole bulb grows on the ground, on top of the ground. It's got a long root that goes out the bottom, but the bulb is totally exposed. It's a pale green in color, and you need to peel it. It's got a heavy peel on it. But it was absolutely delicious. So the next time you're in the store and you see kohlrabi, kind of reminds you of fennel with the way the leaves come out, but this one sets on top of the ground where fennel sets in the ground. Fennel is also called anise in some cultures. So a quick comment about available vegetables that are in season at this point, and you're going to see. I don't know what the.
Shall?
Yes.
The Chinese fennel looks like a rice nut pill. So it's a different than anise. Anise, star anise has a.
Oh, I'm not talking star anise. No, I'm talking about the anise seeds. No, star anise is totally different. But regular, you can also get regular anise seeds in the grocery store that come from that same fennel plant, too.
Okay, so that's different.
Yeah, there's 2 different anise. Star anise is, I think of that as Mexican because it's always in the dried little packages in the Mexican section, but I know, I'm sure. Now, Asian culture is big on star anise also?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember seeing it in the Asian market.
I use it all the time. The taste given in the food is like a licorice.
Oh, so it also has a licorice flavor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the kohlrabi see, Chinese use a lot, the Germans use a lot.
The star anise does not come from the fennel plant, though, right?
Star anise is, well, to me, is star anise is so different than the fennel.
Right, okay, so what plant, is that the name of the plant?
No, I don't know what is the plant, but it is the spice that looks, that has eight spikes out, so we Chinese call it eight-star anise.
Right, I've seen it in the store. It does not remember, I mean, does not remind you at all of the other anise seed that you get in the little packages.
Yes, it's a different...
Very, very large. And do you crush that whole thing when you use it, Molly?
No, I pack it in the small bag. But usually in the Chinese grocery store, they already have packages of those in many spices. We usually say five spices in the cloth bag.
Okay, so you're using it like you would a piece of thick cinnamon. In a chunk, because that star anise is like a half inch at least in diameter.
Okay, if you use it individually, not packaged in the, with the other spices in the bag,
right.
You just drop it in the pot and cook with other things like eggs or roast beef. The Chinese use for that a lot.
Okay, so it's put into a bag with other spices, whole spices.
And it is sold, those bags are sold in the Chinese grocery store, too.
Thank you for the reminder. I was going to pick some up the last time and forgot about it. Unless you want to set and sew your own bag, huh?
Once you buy some bags, then you keep them, and then you use it over and over again.
Right, little spice bags, and it's heavier than a cheesecloth, so the stuff doesn't...
Yeah, that's heavier. On kohlrabi, it's a good for salad. The Chinese use it for hot and spicy salad.
Oh, okay, in the salad for a hot and spicy meal. Okay, so what would you put with it in the salad?
Like the Korean's kimchi. It's very close to the Korean kimchi.
Okay, that's the, like the pickled, isn't it?
It's not much of sour taste. The combination of vinegar and sugar is the exact proportion. And then I use sesame oil also in the exact proportion, and also the other ingredients are the peppercorn, the Szechuan peppercorn, the kimchi, powder, pepper powder, chili pepper powder.
Okay, so you said in the kimchi it's sugar, vinegar, same parts, and then what was the other one that you said?
Sesame oil.
With sesame oil, a little bit of sesame oil.
And then the chili powder that is made to make kimchi from Oriental food store has Korean powders to make kimchi.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. And I've had that before, but I've never made it, so.
Do you have a fax machine? I can fax my recipe.
I would love that, and I'll redo it, put it out. My fax number is 503-695-5665.
Okay, the first three number again?
503-695-5665.
All kind of old recipe, because I taught Chinese cooking for years, about 17 years.
Oh, I would love to have you be my chef for a while so I could learn from you.
Well, I could learn from you, too.
That's the fun part about this, is all across of information, guys. But But I'm just looking at what time it is. You guys want to have a holiday today? We want to sit here all day and talk. We've been almost an hour on the telephone here. Oh, but this is so fun, guys, and I have not a clue if there's anybody brand new.
Okay, I have to say goodbye. I have to go to the airport to pick up some bunnies. Thank you.
All righty. So you guys have a wonderful day. If there's any last-minute question or comment, go for it. Oh, you're certainly welcome. I receive more than you guys do. So have and make it a great day. And tomorrow's the kickoff call. Don't miss that in the evening. And I have not a clue what it's going to be or what's going on. So we'll talk to you all tomorrow. Have fun today. Enjoy. Bye.